Greetings, friends and enemies. Let's talk about violence. See, there are people, they're called parasites, and they want other people's stuff. For example, single mothers. They want other people's stuff to be used to finance schools for their children to go to. Now, the single mothers, because they're strong, independent, brave, fish bicycle, they could go to other people and they could take money away from other people. The single mothers could get a gun and they could go around. She could go around. They could get it together if they wanted to. They could go around and they could go up to people's houses and knock on the door, and you open the door and they say, "Hi, we're single mothers and we are here. We need $700 from you so we can send our children to school because we are parasites and no man actually wants to marry us. They just wanted to bang us." And the person in the home would say, "Go fuck yourself." And then they would say, "Well, we have guns." And the person at home would say, "Well, so do I." And then he would shoot them. So see, that doesn't work very well. So the parasites came up with a system to take things away from other people without endangering their own lives. It's called the government. So now, instead of the parasites coming to your house and they knock on the door and you open it and they say, "Hi, we're the strong, independent, brave single mothers. We're here for our money to send our children to school." Instead, they have the government do this function for them. And if you don't pay the government your property taxes, then the government will put you into a cage. And if you resist being put into a cage, you will be killed. And you see, by filtering the violence, by filtering the threats, by filtering the theft through this third party of the government, it's no longer violence. It's no longer theft. It's no longer threat. It magically becomes democracy. It's like, for example, if you go to a woman and you say, "Hey, I'll give you $100 if you have sex with me." Well, see, that's prostitution. That's wrong. But if you take the woman to a restaurant and you buy her some food and some booze and you pay the restaurant $100 and then you take the girl home and she has sex with you, see, that's not prostitution because you filtered the $100 through this third party entity, and that magically washes away the sins. And that's how government works. Government, as much as you may not like to hear this, is violence. Every law that is passed is a threat of violence against people. And thus, when a statist says to me they believe in nonviolence, what they're saying to me is they're stupid. And of course, the magical process by which democracy happens, by which this theft is enabled, to use a leftist word, is voting. Voting is violence. When you vote for a politician, right? For example, when I voted for Donald Trump, the Trumpenfuhrer, now known as the Kuckenfuhrer. When I voted for the Kuckenfuhrer, because I have self-awareness and I understand what politics really is and I'm not a fucking idiot, I understood that I was voting for violence. I was voting for building a wall which would prevent people from coming into this country. That wall would be financed by money that was taken away from people who earned the money under the threat of violence, imprisonment, and even death. I voted for putting Hillary Clinton into a cage. I voted for taking away the freedom of movement and association from another human being. I voted for violence against other people, Hillary Clinton and illegal immigrants, who want to do violence against me. The problem with voting is that it doesn't work. Hillary Clinton is not in jail. There is no wall. Missiles have been shot at Syria. The Trump and Fuhrer is basically cucking his way across the planet. If you've been around a while, you know the Great One's policy on voting is that it's okay to vote for amendments, you know, propositions, new taxes, things like that. And the Great One's policy is you always vote against more government power. Period. It doesn't matter. It doesn't. Oh, but this is going to give the government more power to protect children from sex trafficking. I don't give a shit. The government can't protect children from sex trafficking. The government already spends how much fucking money and children still get sex trafficked. If the government could protect children from sex trafficking, pretty fucking sure it would have done so by now. Right? That's the statist mentality. That's why I understand that the only way we can move out of a statist society is if the statists are, whether they're exterminated, whether you allow them to die, whether non-statists go to another planet, whether we send the statists to another planet, whatever it is, the statists, the people who are statists, they have to be removed from the presence of people who are anarchist. Because the statist mentality that we can solve problems with just one more law, if we just had one more law, there are, I mean, what? With the regulations and the actual laws and then state and federal and local and county, I mean, how many billions of laws must there be? You would think with all these laws, some problem would have been solved by now. And yet, we need more laws because, well, there's just more problems than ever. Thus, today, we sit down here at the microphone, and you are going to hear the sound of the Great One committing violence. I am going to use violence in self-defense against those who wish to imprison me, wish to steal from me, and in some cases wish to kill me. I have in front of me my ballot. Oh, this is interesting. Down here at the bottom it says, "Warning, any person who, by use of force or other means, unduly influences an eligible elector to vote in any particular manner or to refrain from voting, or who falsely makes, alters, forges, or counterfeits any mail ballot before it has been cast, or who destroys, defies, mutilates, or tampers with a ballot, is subject upon conviction to imprisonment or a fine or both." So let's leave out this part. Listen to this. Any person who, by force or other means, unduly influences an eligible elector to vote in a particular manner is subject upon conviction to imprisonment or to a fine or both. So why is the entire mainstream media not undergoing judicial review right now? I mean, this is such a fucking fraud. This is such a joke. Okay, now to help us out, I got my blue book and I got my little white book from the county and I got my blue book from the state. But then I had forgotten all about this because it only happens every 2 years. I got my, where is it? Where's the front? 2018 Colorado Voter Guide. Be sure to vote by November 6th. Oh, shit, that's coming. I'm glad I'm doing this. This is October 28th. Your secret ballot, yeah, of course it's secret, means it's all yours to decide. No, it's not mine to decide. If it was mine to decide, we'd live in Ancapadice, except we'd have a wall, and there in all in the whole country, there'd only be one prison. It would have one cell. It would have Hillary Clinton in it. Because unlike the Kuckenfuhrer, I have a ball sack. This independent voter guide prepared by a local nonprofit can help. So you see, my friends, this voter guide, it is independent. Pardon. Where's my water bottle? Oh, yes. Let me just slam into the furniture. That always makes the recording better. It's the Slamming Into the Furniture podcast, starring the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. When you hear this podcast, tomorrow will be... Oh, it's Halloween. Happy Halloween. I hope you hook up with some slutty little college girl who's dressed like a skank. The great one will be working his ass off. I will not be hooking up with any college girls, I promise you. Tomorrow, November the 1st, will be 14th? 14th anniversary of Stating the Obvious podcast. I am drinking a martini. By the way, the Monday's episode, which I recorded yesterday, just so you know, no, I was not drunk. That was pure sober rage. I hadn't had alcohol for over 24 hours. God damn, did I lose my shit. Fuck. I'm not complaining about it. I'm just saying I fucking lost it. I'm tired of this shit, man. I'm fucking tired of it. This independent voter guide prepared by a local nonprofit. See, this voter's guide is independent. And I think you're supposed to interpret that as it is independent of either of the political parties or agendas or something like that. And as we go through this, we'll use this voter's guide to do our voting. We will see just how independent it is. Let's just see how many fucking things I can knock over and break while we're doing this. This independent voter guide is designed to give you the quickest, most important information on what's on your ballot and how to vote. Call the voter hotline if you have any problems or questions. If you can't figure out how to vote, we have a hotline. Because if you can't figure out how to fill out the ballot and put it in an envelope and take it to the mailbox, post office, whatever that thing is called. Yeah, obviously you should be making social, political, economic, philosophical decisions that result in violence, force, and even death being used against other humans. Right? You're clearly qualified to make those decisions if you can't figure out how to vote. All right, and I think I got sidetracked earlier because I started talking about the great one's voting philosophy. And I explained that you vote against amendments and taxes and all that other stuff. Now, with people, I started talking about it. I said, when I voted for Trump, I voted for a wall. I voted for Hillary Clinton in jail. I voted for violence. I voted for theft. I voted for the government to force people to give up their money, which is their time, which is their life. I voted to take people's lives away from them, both incrementally and in some cases by killing those people. That is what I voted for. Whenever you vote for any person, that is what you are voting for. When you voted for Bernie Sanders, you voted to steal from people and in some cases kill other people. That is what you voted for. If you think that's not what you voted for, you should be dead, because you are a threat to the survival of the human species and you are a threat to freedom. When you voted for the Trump and Fuhrer, you voted to steal from other people and to kill people. When you voted for Hillary Clinton, you voted to steal from other people and to kill people. When you vote for state politicians, you're voting to kill and steal. When you vote for local politicians, you are voting to steal and to kill. Even if you vote libertarian, you are still voting for a person to force political, social, economic, philosophical decisions, points of view, actions, restrictions, requirements upon other people. And if those other people do not comply with said restrictions, requirements, etc., you are voting for those people to be put into a cage, or if they resist going into the cage, to be killed. If you think otherwise, you are stupid. This isn't something where you don't understand, or you have a different, there's no different perspective. There is no different fucking perspective on this, okay? It's like ass fucking a 3-year-old child. There are no different perspectives. There's no different perspective. I don't give a fuck what your IQ is. I don't care what color your skin is. There are no different perspectives on this. Voting for another human being to have political power over other people is exactly like raping a 3-year-old child in the ass. There are no different perspectives. It is violence. It is the use of force against other people. The only mitigating circumstance would be if the 3-year-old attempted to rape you in the ass first. Then you could call it self-defense. 3-year-olds generally don't try to rape people in the ass. So the odds of you needing to commit self-defense against a 3-year-old, pretty fucking slim. With voting, on the other hand, there's a whole bunch of people who are voting for politicians to steal things from me, to restrict my freedom, to potentially put me in a cage, and maybe even kill me. And thus, just like if I was sitting here at the crib and I'm relaxing, I'm sitting at looking at the TV, watching some Babylon 5, drinking a martini, and then and I open the door, and it's this woman, and she's overweight, and she's ugly, and she's a wall hitter, and she says she's got a gun, and she says, hey, I need you to give me $700 so I can send my kid to school. Self-defense says, I can shoot her, and I will. I am now going to engage in self-defense. I am going to use violence. The violence of voting to attempt, I'm not convinced it's going to work, I'm going to attempt to defend myself from those who wish to steal from me, restrict my freedom, force me to associate with people I don't want to associate with, because that's a big one. We got to build that intersectional community. Let's get started. By the way, I haven't really looked ahead on this. This is all going to be fresh. How to use this guide. There's actually an explanation in here on how to use the guide. The candidate comparisons cover issues that are important to young people in Colorado and issues that are critical to the operation of each office. So it's independent, but it's already biased towards the desires of young people. Okay, so this is very independent. To determine candidate stances, we distilled this information. That's a good way of saying we falsified. That's a good way of saying we cherry-picked. That's a good way of saying we dumbed it down so that Gen Z and millennials could understand it. We distilled surveys, press, public statements, and candidates' state and federal level voting history. To determine candidate supporters, we looked at public endorsements and who has donated to the candidates' campaigns. The ballot measures include a yes or no recommendation from us and a list of others who are making the same recommendation. This is paid for by, because you might wonder, who is us? Paid for by New Era Colorado Action Fund, not paid for or authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. We are not a sketchball super PAC, promise. Before we even start, just take a wild guess. How many Democrats do you think they're going to recommend you vote for versus how many Republicans do you think they're going to recommend you vote for? Just take a wild, wild guess. Just because you don't know the number of people. Dude, percentages. Do you think it'll be like 50-50? 50% Democrats, 50% Republicans? It'll be, I don't know, maybe 70-30? I bet you can't get this one right. I bet you have no clue. About us. New Era Colorado Action Fund is a local, nonpartisan, nonprofit organization reinventing politics for our generation. Not everybody, not all people, our generation, through innovative social and political action. You know what? Innovative voting. Voting for people who will make more laws. Well, that's very innovative. You know what? You know, in the entire 200 something years of the United States, I don't think we've ever tried voting for politicians who would make laws before. Well, this is a very innovative idea. Let's try, you know, hold on. What if, let's try something innovative. What if we raise taxes? Well, this has never been done before. I am so innovative. I am a millennial. I should get an award for being this innovative. Did you know I have 2 sexually transmitted diseases? I'm very innovative. You know what would be innovative? Gas chambers for people who can't figure out how to build roads without the government. That would be innovative. We're not really into innovation, are we? We're more into parasitism, right? Oh God, I'm gonna fucking vomit. We inspire young Coloradoans to move our state forward, engage our generation in city and state level democracy. Once again, because just democracy, you just say the word democracy, and it's just supposed to be wonderful and touchy and feely and bunny rabbits, right? You call anything democracy, and that's supposed to make it okay. New Era Colorado Action Fund is a 501c4 nonprofit organization. Of course it is. Learn more and sign up to volunteer. You can work for these guys for free. You can volunteer at neweracoloradoaction.org. Hang on, my voice is shitting out on me. Okay, let's get jiggy with it. Now they don't cover the federal. They only cover state and maybe local. I'm not sure because I haven't read ahead. So on the ballot, the first thing I have is federal offices. We got Joe, who's a Democrat. We got Peter Yu. Joe's last name is N-E-G-U-S-E. Nuigis? I don't know. He's a Democrat. We got Peter Yu, who is a Republican. We got Roger Barris, who is a Libertarian. And we got Nick Thomas, says signed declaration to limit service to no more than 3 terms, who is running as an independent. I should write myself in. That would be hilarious. Now, see, here's the first dilemma. Do I vote Libertarian? Not because the Libertarian Party is going to solve anything or has answers or is going to win. Do I vote Libertarian to quote-unquote register dissatisfaction with the Republican and the Democrat Party? You know, on the assumption that anybody in the mainstream media would be paying attention and would go, hey, look, the vote for Libertarians is going up every year. Even though the Libertarians don't have a chance of winning, I wonder if we could interpret this as people being dissatisfied with Republicans and Democrats. That's not going to happen because that would require intelligence, awareness, honesty, insightfulness, you know, generally not being a piece of shit. So that excludes anyone in the mainstream media, obviously, which is the place where most normie inferiors get their news. Now, we know we're not voting Democrat. So do we utilize the Grandpa Lampshade approach and vote Republican simply to attempt to put more Republicans in office and cause... Will you stop hitting the fucking furniture? And cause the Democrats to have a meltdown. So the question becomes, do I vote some semblance of principles? I mean, again, you can't have principles and vote for a politician. If you missed the whole part where I explained that voting for a person to have political power is violence, I can't help you. If you vote for, even in self-defense, it's still slimy. Even when you sit here like I'm doing right now, and you rationalize this, you get your little hamster wheel going and you rationalize that you're voting in self-defense, which I think is completely legitimate, okay, it still feels slimy. You say, well, great one. Your feelings, that's subjective. The self-defense part is objective. Okay, that's true. But I still feel slimy marking by the name of any of these people. All 4 of these people should be exterminated. All 4 of these people are a threat to my freedom. They are a threat to the progress of the human species. They are parasites. Great one, you don't know anything about them. Yeah, I do. They want political power. They are seeking power over other people. They are a threat to my freedom. That's all I need to know. Even the libertarians want the government, and if you want the government, you want to steal from people to finance the government, okay? The libertarian thing doesn't excuse you here. All right. This is just me putting this off. Do I vote libertarian and go with some kind of fucking attempt at principles / sending a message to a group of people, the citizens of the United States of America, who are deaf, dumb, and blind? Or do I vote Republican with the marginal hope of crushing the dreams of Democrats? I don't know. Let's ask Google. Hang on. Let me... I'm not going to do this for everybody. I want to do this for this, though. So this is representative to the 116th United States Congress District 2. Wow. I typed in Joe N, and his name came right up. Oh my God. What? Joseph is an American attorney and politician, state of Colorado. He was the regent of the University of Colorado. And I like to pretend I know some things. He is from a country I have never heard of. I do not know how to pronounce this. I am going to fuck this up. E-R-I-T-R-E-A. This is, according to this map, holy shit, this is a very tiny country on the, well, I mean, it's relative, but compared to the other ones, it is a very small country on the northeast coast of Africa alongside the Red Sea. I've never heard of this place before. I'm going to mispronounce it. Eritrea? Eritrea. I'm going to call it Eritrea. I know that's wrong. It's a multi-ethnic country with 9 recognized ethnic groups in its population of around 5 million. Most residents speak languages from the Afrostatic family, either Ethiopian Semitic language or Cushitic branches. All right. Boy, learned something today. No idea. Oh, okay, this is good to know. So he resigned from whatever. He is running Colorado's. So he's trying to take the seat. Had to think of the right word there. The seat that was formerly held by Jared Polis, who we'll get to in a minute. Jared Polis is a Democrat politician from the state of Colorado. Jared Polis, you know, there's politicians who are just scum, and then there's politicians who are filth. Jared Polis. Let's put it this way. If someone put together a short list of politicians to kill, Jared Polis would be on the short list. If somebody's a great one, you can only kill 100 politicians instead of all of them, probably put Jared Polis on that list. He's slime. He's your typical Democrat. He's very rich. He's very white. And he's very condescending. All right, anyway, so that's Joseph. Joseph for Congress. By the way, yes, he's from Africa, thus he's black. I guess I have to fucking mention. We already know I'm a racist. I'm not even attempting to dodge racism. Yeah, oh yeah. A 34-year-old son of refugees from Africa, Joe is not your typical candidate for Congress. I can't read. So the whole thing where he was a regent at Colorado University, sorry, man, that is definitely not working in your favor. All right. I mean, we already know we're not voting for the Democrat. Here we go. What Joe's fighting for. Let's find out what's important to Democrats who were regent at Colorado University and came from a small country in Africa. Once again, this prepare yourself to scream that I'm a racist. If these people are so great, why didn't they stay in their own country and try to make their own country better for all of the citizens there? I love how immigrants come here. I want to run for political office and make the United States better. Whoa. Why didn't you stay in your country and make your country better for the people who are there? Do you hate black people? I'm not being sarcastic, you fucking ignorant fucking shits. Why did you not stay in? Why are you coming here and telling me how you're going to make my country better by being a politician? Why didn't you stay in your country and make your country better for the people who live there? Do they not deserve a good life? Okay. Joe's parents immigrated to the United States from a war-torn country in East Africa. Gee. Can't stop killing each other. Must be equal to me. Drawn here by America's promise and opportunity to live the American dream. But that dream is under assault now as never before. That's why Joe is running for Congress, to push back against the Trump administration, fight for real change in Washington, D.C., and give everyone the chance to pursue the American dream, unless you're a heterosexual white man, in which case, well, you should just go and fuck yourselves, right? Because, I mean, you're a rapist and a murderer. Joe will fight to expand opportunities for all Coloradoans, unless they're white, and protect our fundamental rights as Americans. Oh, God damn, please. Protect our fundamental rights, yeah, while taking away our guns, taxing us, allowing the NSA to listen to everyone's conversations, so forth and so on. Okay, I'm not going to read these in detail. Let me hit the highlights. Here's what he's fighting for. The right to breathe clean air and drink clean water. That's not a right. There are no rights. Rights don't exist. The right to quality health care. Not a right. And remember, to provide health care to a person, you have to have people to provide the health care. If nobody wants to provide the health care, you have to force them. That's called slavery. Then again, what would black people know about slavery? Oh, yes. Oh, you're racist, great one. You're so racist. We've been over this before. Out of everybody on the planet Earth, you would think black people could recognize slavery when they see it. And they can't. They have no fucking clue. Well, I'm going to vote Democrat. I always vote Democrat. Well, anyway, moving on. Because we get bogged down in that for hours, and I've done that. I've done that over and over and over. I've done that ad nauseum. The right to participate in our economy. Did you know you have a right to participate in the economy? It doesn't matter if you're able to create value for other people. No, you don't need to create value for other people. You have a right to participate in the economy, even if you don't create value for other people. He is, of course, on the $15 minimum wage, supporting less. That's what it says here. He is going to fight for fair wage policies, such as increasing minimum wage to $15. Okay. The right to not be discriminated against because of who you are, where you're from, or whom you love. Unless you're a cisgendered white man who likes white girls, in which case we'll discriminate against you as often as possible. the right to be safe from violence in our communities. The right for every student to obtain a quality education at public school. Okay, you can't get quality educations at public school. Public school does not provide quality education. The right to participate in our democracy. In other words, the right to use violence against other people to get things that you want, but you're not willing to work for, such as college education and $15 minimum wages. The right to enjoy our treasured public lands. Because I know the last time I tried to go outside, there were a bunch of fucking patriarchal white men who prevented me from doing... Oh, wait, I'm privileged. But whenever black people try to go to, say, the park, I know that usually the Nazis and the Ku Klux Klan show up, and if they see a black man trying to go outside, they'll beat him up and prevent him from going outside where the trees and the sunshine are at. All right. Let's check out... I think I've heard of Peter Yu before. It seems just... interesting. Peter Yu apparently doesn't have a Wikipedia. A Wikipedia. Whew! How the fuck I learned to talk at. He does not have a Wikipedia page. Okay, Peter, if your fucking website doesn't work, let's fucking get on it here. Oh God, it's a fucking Wix website. Guys, if you're building your website on Wix, you're fucking gay. Okay, now I really can't vote. Fuck. Say, great one. Would you really not vote for somebody because their website is on Wix? Yes. Yes, I would. All right. He's Asian. We knew this. Brief. Growing up in a family that legally immigrated to... Hey, could we get any fucking... Great one. That's racist. Hey, could we get any fucking Americans to run for office? Everybody's a fuck. America was built on immigration. Wait, last time I checked, I thought America was built on slavery. That's what I keep hearing. How Christopher Columbus came over here and enslaved everybody on the entire continent in one fell swoop of his white hand. Which he could do because white people are superior. That's why we're able to oppress people all around the world. I love it when you tell me that white people are oppressing black people in Africa, but then you tell me white people aren't superior. If we're not superior, how the fuck are we oppressing people on the other side of the planet? Sounds like superiority to me. So Peter, he's not white, and he's got a Wix website. The libertarian is starting to look good. Growing up in a family that legally immigrated to the United States with nothing more than the opportunity to chase the American dream. Oh, I love how everybody invokes the American dream. Full spectrum experience, working long hours in poverty, success, failure, no guarantees in life. Gave up, blah, blah, blah. They owned a business for 20 years in Loveland. Okay, so they actually contributed to the economy. His family contributed to the economy. Good job. Growing up in a family, came to America, worked 7 days a week, morning to night. He understands the immediate hardships and obstacles, blah, blah, blah. Life didn't give him any favors. Graduated Fort Lewis College, degree in business. Became an accomplished executive for some of the largest companies in the world. Okay, do these companies have names? In the past 20 years, Peter has been a manager and director for multiple companies ranging from communications fuck is communication? This is something that goddamn girls major in fucking college. Communications. That's not a real thing. Tourism, renewable energy. Marketing. Banking / finance. Customer service and sales. You know, voting is like trying to decide which college girl you would like to date. None of your options are good. Well, let's see. This college girl dresses like a slut, has 7 tattoos, 3 piercings, and syphilis. This college girl dresses like a slut, has 4 tattoos, 2 piercings, and gonorrhea. Which one would I like to date? Gosh, let me think about this for a while. Being one of the true examples of the American dream, Peter knows exactly what the people of this country are going through. Oh, do you now? Do you really? He understands the problems and issues they are dealing with, since he has fully experienced them as well. Have you been divorce raped? Okay. Feels the need, economic growth plan, more opportunities, options for prosperity, not job-killing government regulations and taxes. Yeah, all politicians say that. I notice the number of taxes and regulations never goes down. It's Peter's desire to protect the Constitution and the liberty of every American. Okay, I'm not interested in protecting. See, here we go. I want to protect the liberty of every American. No. I want the Americans who want to take freedom away from other people to be killed. I do not want to protect their liberty. I'm not interested in protecting the liberty of Antifa. I'm not interested in protecting the liberty of trannies. I'm not interested in protecting the liberty of child molesters. I am not interested in protecting the liberty of Hillary Clinton. Did I just equate Hillary Clinton with trannies? Yes, I did. I am not interested in protecting these people's fucking liberty. This is called cuck. Okay, this is cuck. When you come forth and say, well, I want to protect everyone. Yeah, well, great, when he doesn't mean child molesters. No, but he does mean trannies. And he actually does mean pedophiles. GLBTKKK+, the plus stands for pedophile. He means single mothers. He means Hillary Clinton. I'm not interested in protecting the liberties of single mothers. I am interested in the first politician who comes up and says, I am going to attempt to pass a law that forces a woman who is not married and gets pregnant to get an abortion. That person I will fucking vote for. That person I will campaign for. That person I will give my money to. I am not interested in protecting the liberties of women to receive welfare benefits to fucking spit out children with random baby daddies. I am not interested in this. Red, white, and you. That's what it says at the bottom. Instead of blue, red, white, and you. Oh, all right. I mean, it's clever. Yeah, you don't have nice little bullet points like your... Well, but then again, the Democrat has to have a website that's dumbed down for the typical Democrat voter. Peter Yu's website requires a little more reading because your average Republican is slightly smarter than well, any Democrat. And anyway, economy, blah, 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 healthcare, blah, blah, blah. Free market where competitive pricing will bring premiums down. Okay, energy independence, environment, yeah, carbon footprint, oh God. Unity. As a minority in this country, it worries me that we have such a divide in our communities. Now, once again, I am not interested in unity with people who hate me because I am white. This unity shit. Okay, this is cuck. If you claim you're a conservative and you're talking about unity, no, you are cuck. I don't want to delve into the exact explanation of why, because that's not what we're fucking here for. We're at 50 minutes. I haven't even voted on anything yet. We're going to be here for hours. I don't have time. I got shit to do tonight. I got to get linkage posted. I got to get I don't have time for this shit, guys. Just fucking trust me. Okay, if you claim to be a conservative and you're interested in unity with people who want to kill you, you're a cuck. All right, so I despise this person. I mean, it sounds like, you know, in both these cases, it sounds like their families came to the United States and made shit happen, but both of these politicians sound like pieces of shit. Okay. Fuck it. I may as well. Let's check out the Libertarian. Good God. Roger Barris. Whoops. Roger Barris. Barris for Congress. Ballotpedia. God. Oh, he's got a Twitter account. Meet Roger. At least he's a white guy. God damn it. He was born in Michigan. Okay. Another fucking foreigner. Great one. Michigan. No, Michigan is a fucking shithole. Michigan should be nuked. Michigan is... No. Michigan. I'd rather elect somebody... And what's his... not Joe. Peter. It never said what country Peter's parents were from. Wherever Peter is from, and the country that Joe is from that I can't pronounce, I would rather have a politician who is from either of those countries than a politician who's from Michigan. Fuck Michigan. My God, fuck Michigan. Michigan, shit fucking hole. Been there twice. No, been there three times. Fucking traumatized. It was like being ass raped. Michigan, fuck you, Michigan. God, I hate Michigan. Bachelor's degree in economics. MBA in finance.
I can't stop. Oh my God. Oh. Alright, hold on.
I'm looking at Ballotpedia. I want to see if it said what country Peter Yu is from. It doesn't. Or Peter Yu's parents, rather. And then there's the independent guy. External links, campaign. Alright, I just... Just suck it up for a minute, girls. Suck it the fuck up. All right. I would like to know what country Peter's family comes from, just out of curiosity. And not, I mean, look, like the Democrat guy, he's from this little country in Africa. I mean, I'm not going to rip on the guy for that. I mean, fuck. It's interesting. I never knew this place existed. It's interesting. I know you think I'm racist. No, I just think people should stay in their own fucking countries. Okay, if thinking people should stay in their own countries makes me racist, then yes, I'm racist. Why don't you stay in your own fucking house? I don't go in my neighbor's fucking house and set up camp. Stay in your own fucking country and make your country better. Because if the quote-unquote good people, and obviously for both of these people, even though they're both scum, their parents obviously had something going on because their parents came here and were successful. And maybe the country they came from is a shithole. But maybe that's because the people need to stay in that country and stop that country from being a shithole. Somebody, but no, you come here and then you want to vote my tax money to go fucking bail out your country instead of you staying in your country and bailing out your country. You don't see me going to Germany and then trying to get elected so that German money can be sent to fucking help bail out the United States. Roger, this is the libertarian, 59 years old, born in Michigan, Colorado, and by choice. Roger moved to the state for its outdoor lifestyle and frontier values of independence, self-reliance, and common sense. There's not a lot of common sense, at least not in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, which is here in the Soviet sector. Roger excelled in school. Oh, good for you. Fucking fake environment that has no bearing on the real world. You excelled in school. Excellent. That has nothing to do with reality. BA Economics, MBA Finance. Roger's successful career as investor and entrepreneur, including co-founding his own company, which apparently doesn't have a name. Again. Roger lived in multiple countries, allowed him to see the results of good policies, Switzerland, and bad ones, France. Been a libertarian since the age of 17. Now, if I brag about that, because most people who aren't libertarians think that libertarians are all immature. I've just come to the point where I think that a vast majority of libertarians are actually just dope smokers LARPing as libertarians. He's been writing on economics and policy since 2012, three adult children, and is in a long-term relationship with a woman. He's in a long-term relationship. So that means he's divorced and he's got these three kids with other women. As the Founding Fathers intended, because Roger was there when the Founding Fathers were around, Roger believes strongly that we should be governed by citizen legislators. He has no intention of being a career politician. Well, that's good, because he's not going to win the election. Here's a picture of his family. Oh, look. Oh, my God, everyone in the... Oh, wait. No, I take that back.
Okay, just brace yourself for triggering.
I was going to say, everybody in the picture looks white, but actually, I think some of these people have some mixed racial backgrounds. Okay, there's our libertarian. Moving on, we're done with him. Nick Thomas, independent for U.S. Congress. Meet Nick. Let's meet Nick. Nick is, okay, he's white. We got that going for us. Has a typical soy boy beard. Yep. Oh, today, having spent years working in Colorado and D.C., he has come to the realization that our political society, no, this is not our political society, buddy. This political society has nothing to do with me. Our political society, has reached a horrific point of toxicity, partisanship bordering on tribalism. Notice how, once again, you see, not wanting to be exterminated is a bad thing. You are so racist. What's next platform? Let's see. It's time for independent thinkers outside the two-party system to step up to the plate. It's time to restore respect, common sense, and collaborative strategy. No, I do not want collaborative strategy to shooting missiles at people in other countries and bombing countries and sending fucking money to other countries and paying welfare mothers to have children. I do not want collaborative strategy for this shit. I want the government to go the fuck away. Policy position, money and elections, whatever. Environmental stewardship, oh God. Fiscal responsibility, yeah. Social progressivism, okay, we're done. Functioning government, that's an oxymoron. Military engagement, we must exit the majority of military actions, and war's not going to happen. Trump, oh my God, okay. My Quaker faith leads me to look for the positive, the good, the human commonality in every person, and try to put myself in another's shoes. Okay, I have not read this, but when you hear something like that, I'm expecting him to attack Donald Trump at any moment. I mean, you know, verbally attack, not physically attack. Let's see what happens. I have stated from day one that I appreciate Mr. Trump being open to dialoguing. Okay, if you use the word dialoguing, that's gay. I have never, ever used the word dialoguing in my life, and I don't trust anyone who uses it. With Iran and North Korea, I appreciate the strengthened NAFTA deal that President Trump's team negotiated. I and many were hopeful with his initial rhetoric of wanting to drain the swamp. Yeah, I fell for that too. Yep. Totally thought Donald Trump was not a lying piece of shit. And then, oh, every once in a while, you know, you have to have the shit slapped out of you by reality. Alternatively, President Trump is wrong to start a tariff-based trade war to move the U.S. economy in Israel. No, what? Oh, sorry. To move the U.S. embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. I'm sorry, how about Israel goes and fucks itself? How is this an issue in any way? How about Israel? Oh my, oh, fuck, now I'm anti-Semitic. I didn't lick Jew ass. Now I'm anti-Semitic. I'm a Nazi. You know what, guys? I am literally Hitler. Did you know that just yesterday I gassed 6 million Jews personally? Because I don't really give a fuck what city the fucking embassy to Israel is in. I am literally Hitler. Because remember, it's like black people and single mothers. Jews, you can't ever disagree with them. You just can't do it. If you don't agree. It's not a matter of even disagreeing. You can't even remain neutral. If you see some Jewish ass and you don't immediately drop to your knees without knee pads and put your tongue on the Jewish ass, you are anti-Semitic. How about we just... the United States, how about we just let the Jews and the Arabs kill each other and then go take the oil? When you elect the great one, President of the United States, that's going to be my fucking policy on the Middle East. I'm pulling everything out, every fucking thing, everything. It's all coming out. They can kill each other till the fucking sun comes up. And I'll send Halliburton over there to get the fucking oil. And here's the thing. You think I'm not Donald Trump. I'm not saying that just to get elected. That will be my fucking policy on the Middle East. No military intervention. No fucking financial aid. No whatever. No tariffs. No tariffs in their favor or against them. No, nothing. Completely disengage from that whole thing. And just let them kill each other. Well, great one. I care about the good. You care about the Jews? I have an idea. Why don't you get your fucking ass over there and help the Jews out? You see, that's democracy, right? People say, well, I care about children. Okay, well, why don't you go help some children? But they don't want to help children. They want to take money away from me via the government using the threat of force and violence, and then that money to be used to help the children. This person over here, Bobby Sue doesn't want to get off her ass and actually go help a child. Bobby Sue wants me to give up my money to the government so the government can create the illusion of helping the fucking child. Okay, if you give a flying fuck so much about Israel, get your fucking ass over there. Continuing that things President Trump is wrong to have done, to remove the U.S. from the Paris Climate Agreement, okay, well, you just lost my vote, to loosen the standards on fuel efficiency in cars, to decimate the State Department, we should decimate all the departments, to threaten the national park system. Now, remember, threatening taxpayers is totally okay. Pay your taxes or you go to jail. He's okay with threatening taxpayers, but we dare not threaten the national park system. To put members of the KKK and peaceful protesters on the same level. Okay, you're a fucking cuck. You're dead to me. To insult friends and allies due to petty personality issues. No, that's the funniest thing he does. And to act so horrifically unpresidential. That's the other funniest thing that he does. Presidents Reagan, Carter, H.W. Bush, Bush Jr., Johnson, Kennedy, the Roosevelts, and our founding fathers would all be deeply ashamed, embarrassed, and shocked by the behavior of Mr. Trump. I'm sorry, that's would be President Trump. Not Mr. Trump, he is President Trump. And the fact that scumbag politicians would be embarrassed and ashamed and shocked by his behavior. Again, that's one of Donald Trump's selling points. President Reagan's vision of our capital as a shining city on a hill seems a distant dream. Yes, because the shining city on a hill that Washington, D.C. should be, the reason it should be shining should be because of the nuclear mushroom cloud. You know, isn't it interesting that all these terrorist attacks, none of them managed to actually, I don't know, target the house of the fucking Congress? Let's fly an airplane into the World Trade Center. How about you fly a fucking airplane into the fucking Capitol building while Congress is in session? Oh, wait, that actually would have helped the American people out. That would have made the world a better place. All right. We have established that all four of these men are garbage. We're back to the original dilemma. Do I vote libertarian in an attempt to send a message to deaf, dumb, and blind, stupid people? or do I vote Republican in an attempt to crush the hopes and dreams of leftists? All right, fuck it. I'm going Republican, crushing the leftist. I mean, that's the best I can potentially hope to achieve from this. Where am I? I'm at an hour 10. All right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to break this up because. Okay, we shut this down. We'll do another one. You'll hear the rest of the voting on Friday's podcast. Plus, this will I'm slurring my words. This will give me a chance. God damn it, I can't talk. This will give me a chance to rest my voice and make another martini. All right, see you cats on Friday.